From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. As the Rum City, Bundaberg, prepares to host the annual general meeting of the Wireless Institute, it's perhaps the right time for us to think about what we would like to see happen for amateur radio in the next 12 months. There are matters that will need improvement, and there are matters that need attention, and there will be matters that have been neglected. As a new board takes over the process of representing all Australian amateurs, it is up to us as individuals and collectively as club members to let that board know what we want. It seems that too often action is left to someone or some other body to be taken. Yet, as a body that has been in place to address the issues, it is not solely the responsibility of the top echelon of the WIA to do all the thinking. Nor is it, on the other side of the coin, the right of the WIA to dictate how we conduct our hobby. We all have a collective responsibility to the hobby to promote and protect it, and here we have the best opportunity of doing these things. We've talked about STEM or STEAM as a way of promoting amateur radio amongst the younger members of the community. We have a new catchword of innovation, which can be a tagline for the renewal and growth in this recreation. Just as various sports have undergone a process of regeneration with more major events and sponsorship, our much smaller occupation is capable of a rebirth and update in the 21st century. The real issue is whether we have the incentive and initiative to drive that change. In the more balmy climate of Queensland, winter can be a good time to get around a fire at night and chew the fat. Often the best ideas are generated when people are feeling comfortable and relaxed and able to speak freely. This is where social activities not only bond us together, but also stimulate new thinking, which can benefit us all. I wonder if many clubs can find a way of incorporating the social gatherings, if they don't already have them. I wonder if the free and easy discussions can bring fresh ideas to the club meetings, and maybe we can revive the club gatherings, president's lunches, and in a friendly way, get discussions at all levels of the hobby going properly once again. The good thing about social activities is that we can experience new adventures amongst our friends. I recall a day out with my club with a trip on a heritage railway. It was a saving on the tickets as a group booking gained a good discount. It was something different and an enjoyable adjunct to belonging to a radio club. There are so many things that we can do in groups in VK4 that could oil the cogs of one's club. Can you think of things to do in your area? Are you prepared to join in the wider conversation about growing amateur radio? I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.